Hello and welcome everybody to the Car Enthusiast Show, where we talk about cars in detail, which everybody doesn't, most of the people don't. So, this show has been on air after a very long time, and that's due to a lot of difficulties we've had. We don't want to get into the details, but you know now. However, today's episode is about new technologies and new fuels we have discovered, hydrogen and electric. So today we're going to talk about them, compare them, and we're going to judge what can happen. So, taking first to electric. Electric is not a fairly new technology because it was used before too. Yeah, and everybody knows it. But now it's a lot more advanced than the former ancestral forms it had. Electric is now being offered by companies like Tesla, we have Nissan, and other various companies, including hybrid technology which combines a electric engine and motors, electrical motors and a fuel engine, a proper combustion engine to form a car. By Mercedes, by BMW, we have Volkswagen in it. And countries are also supporting this technology, such as France, which we do know. France has even declared that it will be having all electric cars till 2030. Countries like Netherlands, they are also supporting electric technology. And most of the cars in Netherlands are now electric. Most of them. And most of them Tesla. So, electric has been a good source. So the companies are turning towards cleaner energy, and it's on the performance side, it's good on a straight line with instant acceleration and a lot of torque, but the problem is it cannot set lap times fast. And if you want to know, go to the internet, go to YouTube, search Formula One cars versus Formula E, and you'll understand that. It's like a hell of a difference. So this has been going on since, and electric, I think so, is a good source of energy, but it still needs to develop a lot. Actually, the electric cars are more like gimmicks. They're not proper cars, I can say, because the technology they have can be easily hacked and can be used for fatal things, such as Tesla. Tesla's a fully electronically controlled car. That means anyone can hack your car and trap you inside it, and you cannot get out of it. What the hell do we do now? So, that happens. So, it still needs to develop, it still needs to be encrypted. And unlike normal cars, it's still a bit more ductile and moldable. It's a fairly new technology and it needs a lot of development now. But however, I believe the future is going to be good for both for the environment as well as for us. But as far as it goes for hydrogen, hydrogen is a very newly developed technology. It's like in a prototype form. It can be used practically right now for the masses, because the technology is fairly new and the suppliers are fairly less. The only ones I know are Toyota, which they launched a car, Mirage. And the only hydrogen pump I know was launched recently, only one in the world, so it's not practically usable. But however, hydrogen can be developed further. The problem with electric is that people think it's a clean energy source, but, and all of you know, fossil fuels are still being used to produce electric, so it's sort of useless. However, for hydrogen is totally clean because it takes water, which is a renewable resource, and it uses water and separates hydrogen molecules with oxygen from oxygen by electrolysis and uses the oxygen. So that's sort of a good thing. But it still needs to develop a lot. I mean, you know, only one supplier and only one pump in the world, so that's quite less. Tesla owners have been having a lot of problems with their electric cars. As I said, for the Tesla Model X, the people have been reported of saying the doors open randomly because of glitches in the system, and the Falcon doors don't close properly, don't open properly, and steering, the people report while driving the steering just freezes, dead zone happens while taking left or right. Popular YouTuber MKBHD Marcus Brownlee also had encounters with this problem. He even showed it in his video, and it's quite not safe that way. The autopilot is not that smart right now. Reported incidents are also there. Therefore, the technologies need to develop for at least 10 to 15 years more. I believe after 15 years or maybe 20 years, this can be easily usable. The developments in 15 to 20 years may transform electric into a usable fuel and electric cars into usable modes of transport. However, future's bright and everybody knows it. But now, right now, the booming thing is hybrid, because hybrid is more practically usable than electric. Manufacturers like Mercedes with their hybrid cars, BMW, Volkswagen, they are doing a lot of things. Audi, every one of them is trying on hybrid. Toyota with their Prius, Toyota was the first one of them. Nissan is also trying. So the future is looking bright, but everybody knows there is a dark side and it should be eliminated. However, this is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. I hope that you like our podcasts. If you do, please favorite them, and we will be posting more content in the future. For your indulgence, thank you. Bye.